accession number 17266.
Born on the 15th of April, 1921.
Whereabouts?
In Hull. Well, at 16 in 1937.
Did you get a job?
As I left.
Was declared?
Yes, I'd had 2 years with the company by the time the war started. Well, it was rather expected anyway, wasn't it? Because I'd previously joined the Volunteer Reserve and
joined the RAF Volunteer Reserve?
Well, it was quite obvious to me then that war was fairly easy, but there was a very stiff medical examination which took the whole of one day.
What were your ambitions as far as the RAF were concerned?
Well, the ambition was to fly. Initial ambition was to be a pilot, but at that time the possibly later on if there was the opportunity. Training in radio and Morse and air gunnery, all in theory. And I then we were called up for full-time service in, I think it was the beginning of October. It was 3 months there, training in radio, and then we went came up at Cranwell. We eventually went to Cranwell, I think, in well, I suppose at the time it was we didn't really know much about it. They have now is very primitive. Bearing in mind that was 1930, in the late 30s. But only when we went on leave, when I went on leave to London, then we did.
Where were you living at that time?
We were living in Chingford.
Did many bombs fall? Shelters were you using?
We had the Anderson shelter in the garden. Operational squadron in, I think, the beginning of October 1940. The 12 months rather.
And what was your first operational squadron?
The first operational squadron was 2.
What impression did the unit make on you when you joined it?
During the time I was at Lucas. It was an American aeroplane, and for its time, it was fairly modern. It was originally an American passenger aircraft. The only
guns did they have?
The Hudson had two fixed guns, two fixed Browning guns. Vickers gun on either side, which could be mounted in one of the windows.
Can you tell me what a typical patrol would be like from Lucas?
In general, the patrol area was a trip right across the North Sea, not turning north. And usually our patrol line took us on the sort of southwest. The North Sea were covered from places like Bertram Newton and aerodromes further south.
So was the pilot more or less dictated to?
could make, I remember, by the possible weather forecast, and also by if looking for German shipping.
Did you go on those?
I never went. Go on them.
What kind of briefing would you have before?
And what the weather forecasts, and if you were expected to see anything at all. Any German shipping, but obviously there was a possibility of meeting U-boats in the North Sea. Intelligence was concerned, what you were likely to expect on the way across.
How good did their intelligence seem to be?
Well, that's hard to say, and in the fact that we never saw anything on our on the trips I did there, we never saw anything at all. But some people did, so whether they were briefed on it, I don't know.
Was the purpose mainly to keep U-boats down?
It was general reconnaissance. It was purely looking for German shipping, German U-boats, attack them where possible, and report anything on when you came back. Over 1940, I can't remember the exact date, but it's in the logbook there. And we went, then we were moved.
You say that some of your colleagues ran into the enemy.
Messerschmitts 109s, 110s. In fact, we were attacked by Well, they should have really blown us out of the sky.
Could you see much of it yourself?
Yes, I was sitting in the turret. I saw the lot. It had been thrown about that much. It was hard. It was been hard to hit anything anyway.
According to your logbook, this is the 28th of October 1940, and you've written, attacked by five ME-110s, 70 miles off Norway coast.
Grove.
Was that the whole squadron?
The whole squadron, yes. a plan to rotate squadrons with various areas. I don't know whether they'd hire
fly from.
Not really. It was a an RAF station. That's all. Anti-submarine patrols, and that was the main duties.
What type of work you were doing from here or from Lucas?
I preferred the one from Aldergrove. It wasn't so dangerous.
Any incident, any encounters with the enemy that happened here?
Only the one I mentioned previously when we shot the Condor down.
Can you take me through that step by step in detail as far as you remember it, please?
I can read that out.
Don't do that.
You don't want me to read that out. Well, we...
You said it was July 1941 sometime, but we get 23rd of July.
Detailed to escort a homeward bound convoy, which was then about 2, which was quite unusual, because convoys quite often were not where they were supposed to be, because where it was expected to be. So having found the convoy, we identified ourselves. Because of the fuel situation, when on the last trip round, one of the destroyers. And we saw this four-engined aircraft low down on the sea heading starboard bow of the convoy, and the pilot opened up with his two front guns. We circled the side of this aircraft, and he put us in position alongside it on the port side. And I was hitting the port engine. The intention of possibly driving us into sea, but he was getting so low, and we were continuing pilot had to pull up and go over the top of him, and he carried on, and as to a one man climbing along the top of the fuselage, and we circled him for a while. And set course back to Aldergrove.
Any commendation for him?
We didn't get any commendation, no. Got a message of congratulations. Who was a civilian, actually, a civilian meteorological man. He was shot.
Success in the crew. Are you related? From Aldergrove?
Not from Aldergrove, no. That's the only one we saw at Aldergrove. No, December. December 1941. We moved down to St. Evelyn. Convoy escorts, general reconnaissance down the Bay of Biscay. Like the main Atlantic convoys, where you had 50 to 60 ships or more in a convoy, would probably happen. We did a nightly, what was termed a stopper. That was a code. Shard horse and nice now. That was a patrol that was carried on from.
Were you at St. Evel when they made their famous dash up?
And they came home without being relieved. But that was another squadron. What, to detect it, you mean?
Both to detect and...
Early, fairly primitive form of radar. Quite effective if it was properly tuned. It would have picked the battleships up if they'd come out. But it was only... which is common later on in the war. was in the same section. This was in the days before the Lee Light that was carried on the later aircraft. The time at St. Avril. We moved down to Gibraltar. We moved to St. Avril on the 10th of August, 1941. Well, from what we'd heard of Gibraltar from crews that had been down there previously, as far as we were told, there were plenty of stuff in the shops which you couldn't get in this country. Naval personnel.
You put here 28th of December 1941.
Our first patrol from Gibraltar. The U-boat obviously. Unfortunately, without any results, except for a slight. Control.
So this was the first U-boat you'd ever seen?
That's the only one and only, yeah. Didn't waste any time.
Did you see?
Any more U-boats at all? The runway ran at the base of the cliff on the north side of the rock.